morning. Just a short word here on really endurance would be the word in short. And prayer at the well has been going on for, 4 months now, Jonathan? Something like that, about 4 months. And I remember when it first started, it was a new thing. And with new things, the way they tend to go is people get excited. It's brand new and there's energy level. And so I remember those first probably 2 to 3 weeks were very easy for me to attend those mornings because it was a brand new deal going on and there's a high energy level with it. And probably after that 3 week period or so, that endurance had to start kicking in and the newness of the thing had started to wear off. And so this is a word about that, just that the Lord had been stirring in me ever since the Run for Their Lives that we did 3 weeks, a month ago, whenever that was. And I did cross country in high school. And so the theme of a race in connection with our Christian walk with the Lord is not a new concept. It's something Paul talked about in Corinthians, and the writer of Hebrews talks about. In multiple places, we have that comparison, comparing our walk with Christ to a race. And specifically, what the Lord was teaching me and communicating to me after that run a few weeks ago is that, you know, the run started, and you've got high energy level. The gun goes off. You've got all these people around about to start. You've got lots of spectators watching. And so that in and of itself provides that energy level to just kick right out on the start. You start quick. Everyone's going kind of at the same pace at first, and everyone's watching. So there's a lot of maybe competition there, and as you got all these people around you, and then what happens about a half mile or a mile into the race, maybe even shorter, is you start to wear out a little bit. The spectators are kind of in the distance now, not able to see you anymore. You get down into the woods a little ways, and you get kind of by yourself, and now there's nobody watching. You've settled into a pace a little bit. You're getting tired. You're getting thirsty. And the only thing at that point that keeps you from stopping is endurance. There's no newness anymore. There's no flashiness. There's no gunshots going off. There's no spectators. It's just you alone finishing the race, however long that race might be. So that's what the Lord has been hitting me with, is just that endurance is it's a faith decision, and it's not something that we rely on feeling for. If I were to be in the middle of that race based off of my feelings, I guarantee you I would have stopped pretty quickly. And so two things I asked the Lord as I was running that a few weeks ago. I said, Lord, please let me finish without stopping. I want to endure through this, and then let me finish strong. And those are the two things that he gave me. And so just a reminder and encouragement there is that endurance, again, it's a faith decision that we choose to endure. You have power. If you've been redeemed by Christ, you have a brand new nature, and you don't wait upon your feelings to come till you do something. You make the decision by faith, and your feelings will follow. And so then wanted to read Luke 18 here. I'm sure most of you guys are familiar with this, but Luke 18, verse 1, it says, Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. There was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not bear or beat me down by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says, and will not God give justice to his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. And then one more verse here, and then I'll be finished, is from Hebrews chapter 12. Again, another verse that most of us are probably familiar with. Hebrews 12:1, right after the faith chapter, talking about all those saints who endured by faith. And he says, therefore, having all of this in mind, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. So that endurance, enduring through prayer, specifically was the word the Lord's been teaching me on, but in general, your walk with Christ as a whole requires endurance. You've got to have the faith to endure when your feelings aren't there. So that's it. Yeah. Father, we thank you, Lord, that there is joy laid before us, your kingdom. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the hope that we have, Lord. As your word says, all of those saints, they died in faith, not having received the promises yet. And we know there's still promises for us, Lord, eternal life. So I pray in Jesus' name, teach us to endure. God, teach us what that looks like practically in our lives individually as Christians, to endure in prayer, to endure in our walks with you, Lord, to endure in preaching the gospel. Pray that you would stir our hearts, Lord, with the joy and the hope that we have before us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Shem.